Hi there, everyone. I am Christopher.
I'm Mike.
Do you remember what happened last episode?
Yes, yesterday it was very cold. Jamie was complaining that it was so cold in the winter, and Tiffany had a great idea.
Yeah, she suggested that they eat ramen.
That's right.
It would not only warm up Jamie, because he's cold, right? Mm-hmm. It'd make him feel warm, but it would fill his belly with delicious food.
That's right. And we also learned that ramen, even though it's Japanese food, originally came from China.
Right.
Very cool. All right. So today I think we're going to be following them to the ramen shop. Yeah.
And hopefully learning more about ramen.
And hopefully get a bowl of ramen sometime today. So come back and we'll check out more about ramen.
Ramen oishii.
What's so unique about this place?
You can order Japanese ramen or ramen for Taiwanese people.
What's the difference?
Taiwanese people find the flavor of Japanese ramen too strong.
So they changed the recipe for Taiwanese people?
Right. You can choose what kind you want by filling out this menu.
Since this is my first time, I'll try the lighter one. What about you?
I like the strong taste with thick, hard noodles.
It smells so good.
And it tastes even better. Dig in!
Order. Order. Mom didn't have time to cook, so she ordered pizza for dinner. Mom didn't have time to cook, so she ordered pizza for dinner. Difference. Difference. Although the boys are twins, there is a difference between their eyes. Although the boys are twins, there is a difference between their eyes. Thick. Thick. Justin's favorite food is udon noodles because they are thick. Justin's favorite food is udon noodles because they are thick. Smell. Smell. My clothes smelled so fresh and clean after I washed it. My clothes smelled so fresh and clean after I washed it.
Okay, so Jamie and Tiffany are both sitting in the restaurant right now.
That's right.
They don't have the food yet.
Nope.
But they're there. They're ready to eat.
Exactly. And of course, Tiffany brought Jamie to the restaurant, so it's Jamie's first time. So he's, you know, looking around, and he says, what's so unique about this place? What's so unique about this place? If something is unique, it's really special. It's different from most of the other ones. So I guess he's thinking, there's lots of ramen places in the city.
Right.
Why did we come to this place?
And Tiffany answers his question. Mm-hmm. You can order Japanese ramen or ramen for Taiwanese people.
It's international ramen!
Woo! All right. Order is a verb. Order, O-R-D-E-R, O-R-D-E-R, order. It means to ask for food or a drink in a restaurant, bar, or anywhere that serves food or beverages.
Mm-hmm.
I love ordering drinks, especially here in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many different kinds of teas available that I can't stop myself from ordering every one.
It's true. If you look at the menu in a tea shop, they have maybe 40 kinds of tea. I always order the same thing because the menu's too confusing.
And what is that?
I always order just a grapefruit green tea.
Ooh, I've had that.
Very refreshing and good. In the summer, but not in the winter. And that's why Jamie and Tiffany are having ramen. All right, well, we have an example sentence here for order. Remember, O-R-D-E-R? Let's check it out. Mom didn't have time to cook, so she ordered pizza for dinner.
Huh?
That's a good point. You can order over the phone,
that's
right?
True, yes.
For example, mom didn't have time to cook, so she ordered pizza for dinner. You can even order McDonald's over the phone these days,
oh,
can't
really?
You?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can.
You can't in the U.S., though.
No, no, you can't there. That's probably a good thing. All right, well, Jamie wants to know what's the difference. He says, what's the difference? Mm. What he means is the difference. How are Japanese ramen and Taiwanese ramen different? Okay, the difference is a noun. Difference is a noun. And this is basically talking about the way these things are different, right?
Okay,
so
yeah.
What's the difference between Canada and America? People might say, oh, well, there's different money and mm-hmm. they play different sports and a different leader, right?
Right,
you guys
yeah.
have a president and
yeah.
we have a prime minister.
That's correct.
So these are the ways something is different. Mm. The difference. D-I-F-F. E-R-E-N-C-E, D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. The example sentence.
Although the boys are twins,
uh-huh.
there is a difference between their eyes.
Oh, uh-huh. okay.
So although the boys are twins, mm-hmm. that means look exactly the same.
Right.
There is a difference between their eyes.
Ah, interesting.
So I guess the parents are able to see the difference between their two children
right.
by looking
their
at the
hair,
eyes.
Their hair, nose, face, everything's the same.
Same.
But one has like blue eyes and one has green eyes.
Yeah.
That's a small difference.
Yeah, it is. Tiffany tells Jamie, Taiwanese people find the flavor of Japanese ramen too strong.
Mm, okay.
Too strong. Okay, so flavor, we see this word. It's a noun, okay? And flavor, F-L-A-V-O-R,
mm-hmm.
F-L-A-V-O-R, flavor is the particular way a food or drink tastes. We can usually recognize flavor by either tasting it, like Mike is,
mm-hmm.
or smelling it.
Mm.
Our example sentence. This ice cream store has over 30 flavors of ice cream.
Wow.
Wow. This ice cream store, so like maybe Cold Stone, has over 30 flavors, so different flavors you can eat of ice cream.
Right,
wow.
Okay, so a flavor in that sense is kind of a different kind of taste, a different
right.
kind of taste. We can also talk about flavor being just how something tastes. A strong flavor, wow, you really know what you're eating. But if you drink something like water, well, water shouldn't have any flavor. It should taste like nothing. Basically. All right, so that's another way we can use flavor. For example, you could say, this fish doesn't have much flavor. This fish doesn't have much flavor. Some fishes, you eat it and it tastes kind of salty and oily, like really like a fish, like
yeah.
a bad fish smell. Some fish, you taste it and if it's like good sushi, it has very little flavor. So we're talking about the amount. How much taste something has. I think the Taiwanese people, when they eat Japanese ramen, the flavor is very strong.
Ah.
It's maybe a little salty or
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that. Whereas Taiwanese
salty.
People might want a little more water in there to make the flavor not so strong. So that's what Jamie asks. He wants to understand this restaurant. He says, so they change the recipe for Taiwanese people. The recipe is a noun. It's basically how you make some food.
Right.
If you've never made something, you'll find it in a book or on the internet, and it tells you, you know, you need 2 eggs and some sugar and milk and da-da-da-da. And then it says, put this in. Now mix it together. Then put in the sugar and then mix that. That is the recipe. It's kind of like instructions.
Yes, exactly.
Or how to make a kind of food.
Right.
Recipe is spelled R-E-C-I-P-E. R-E-C-I-P-E. If you want to cook, find a good recipe.
Yes. All right, and Tiffany tells Jamie, right. She's answering his question that he had. And she says, right.
It's a different recipe.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
You can choose what kind you want by filling out this menu.
Wow,
and she holds up a menu.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to know what kind you want. And so that is actually our 英文 kwaitong.
Okay.
So we'll check out how to use what kind you want.
Yeah, when you're ordering, the kind you want can be very important.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, Romeo, oh, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? I don't know what I should do.
Oh, Juliet, don't worry. Just trust me.
But my dad doesn't like you. How can we stay together?
Listen. Listen to me, Juliet. We will leave here, and no one will know where we are.
Oh, Romeo, I don't care what they think now. I'll always love you.
And I love you too, Juliet.
究竟罗密欧与朱丽叶的爱情到了2013年能不能开花结果？明天同一时间请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。
同学们 ,you must know what the story Romeo and Juliet is about. 没错，莎士比亚的经典名作《罗密欧与朱丽叶》，相信大家一定耳熟能详哦。那你们有没有觉得刚刚他们的对话当中好像出现了很多的疑问词，像是 what 或是 where? 其实这就是间接问句的用法哦。到底间接问句是什么意思呢？其实就是一个叙述句当中将疑问句包含在里面。通常这个疑问句会落在动词的后面作为受词，因为不是直接发问，而是包在句子当中，所以就叫做间接问句。事实上，间接问句的句型很简单，只要把原本倒装的句型还原成主动受，整句放在受词的位置就可以咯。例如和同学看电影，你不确定电影是几点开演，原本的疑问句应该是 When will the movie start? 换成间接问句就变成
I'm not sure when the movie will start. I'm not sure when the movie will start.
助动词的 will 在间接问句里面就回到了主词 the movie 的后面。再看一个例子，相信你们一定会有同学一下课一溜烟就跑掉啦，他也没有告诉谁他要去哪。
He didn't tell anyone where he went. He didn't tell anyone where he went.
如果只是疑问句的话，就是 where did he go? 但变成间接问句的话呢，我们就不需要助动词 did.而是直接让 go 变成过去式 went 即可。最后来一个 be 动词的间接问句，所有的大考小考是不是只有老师才会知道答案呢？
Only teachers know what the answer is. Only teachers know what the answer is.
所以再看到一次间接问句的 be 动词不需要往前放，而是照一般直述句的主动受的句型就可以咯。好，最后再总复习一下，间接问句的句型是主词加动词 be 动词或者是助动词，它并不需要像一般的疑问句一样要助动词或 be 动词倒装来辅助。那玫瑰随便演的时间又到咯，我们下次再见，拜拜。
欢迎收看玫瑰随便演。
Juliet Juliet Wake up, It's time to leave.
How?
What do you mean, how? You jump, then I jump.
No! It's too dangerous.
But you said you always loved me.
Really? I don't remember what I said yesterday.
You're kidding, right? It's a test. You're testing how much I love you, right?
Don't be silly, Romeo. I'm so sleepy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Juliet! No!
Romeo? Are you okay?
Okay, so yeah, when you know the kind you want, after you look at the menu, then you might order it to a person, or sometimes they just have a piece of paper and a pencil.
Exactly.
Right? And you have to fill out.
Right.
Your order. Fill out what kind you want. What is to fill out?
So fill out is a phrasal verb, all right? And it means to write or type information in spaces that are provided. So if you go to a restaurant, they'll give you a little menu, printed paper, and there's boxes.
Right.
And so you put in your marks, like, I want one of these or two of these, or maybe I want it with...beef or with pork. You get to choose these things.
Right, okay.
So
interesting.
It's likely that the menu they're given has little tiny boxes.
There you go.
And they can choose what flavor ramen they want most, and perhaps even the noodle type.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It's the same way we fill out a lot of papers at an airport, right? Your name, your address, your passport. You have to write all this information in a special place that they show you. That's how you fill it out.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right, Jamie says, since this is my first time, I'll try the lighter one. Okay, he wants to have the lighter one. And then he says to Tiffany, what about you? Right, so he's telling her what he wants. And what about you, he asks, what does she want?
Right, exactly. And so he says lighter
one.
Yes. This doesn't actually mean like lighter in weight, does it?
No, like it's not going to float away or blow away in a wind. Remember flavor? When there's a strong flavor, we sometimes say a heavy flavor.
Oh, right.
Also a strong flavor. A lighter flavor would be the other end. So not so much sugar, not so much salt. A little more water, not a strong taste or a strong flavor.
So Jamie wants a lighter ramen.
That's right.
What does Tiffany want?
The Taiwanese style, yeah.
Okay, I guess Tiffany would like, she says, I like the strong taste with thick, hard noodles.
Oh, that's like Japanese style.
It's gotta be, right?
Cool.
Okay, so we see the word thick in there, and thick is an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Thick, T-H-I-C-K. Thick, T-H-I-C-K. It means like a large distance between two points. So, for example, she wants a thick noodle. So I don't think it would be like this thin, right?
Okay.
It would probably be like wide,
right?
So very thick noodle.
Yeah, wide, actually. That's another word that we often use in the same way as thick.
Correct. And wide is spelled W-I-D-E, W-I-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I myself actually like thick noodles. How about you?
Yeah, for ramen, it's really good having the thick noodles because you feel a little bit more full.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's check it out. Here we have
An example sentence.
An example sentence,
so,
right.
So Justin's favorite food is udon noodles because they are thick.
Oh, those are the thick, round ones.
Yeah, the round. Yeah, those are Japanese as well. So Justin's favorite food is udon noodles because they are thick.
Oh, I'm getting so hungry. Well, the food arrives. Jamie has it. He says it smells so good. Okay, to smell something, of course, is like taste. You taste with your mouth. You smell with your nose.
You hear with your ears.
And you hear with your ears, that's right. So he picks it up. You can imagine him putting his nose very close and bringing it into his nose. Ah, it smells so good.
Right. And Tiffany says, and it tastes even better. Dig in.
All right. Yeah, to dig in. Wait, are they making a hole in the ground?
No, dig in just means to start eating.
Oh,
our example for that would be, your food is going to get cold. Dig in.
Right.
So before your food gets cold, you might want to start eating.
There you go. Sounds pretty good. So that's their big trip to the ramen restaurant.
Okay.
I'm getting hungry, Chris.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to go.
Should wrap this up so we can go eat.
I think that's a great idea. Ramen on a cold day. You know, there's that's one of the best things you can choose to eat.
I think so. I might actually eat ice cream on a cold day, though.
You would?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already kind of cold.
Okay.
I don't think adding any more cold is a bad idea.
Okay, a lot of Taiwanese people would disagree with you, but you could all agree that ramen first, and then you can have your crazy ice cream later on a cold day. So we'll see you guys down at the ramen shop. Stay warm, stay cool, and don't stay hungry.
Bye-bye.
You wanna be on top? 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会，这么大制作的节目，我不是肚子痛哦，这是一个非常 high end fashion 的 pose。今天要跟大家分享一下我当 model 的一些故事。那你当 model 第一个呢，就是要时时刻刻都穿着高跟鞋；第二个呢，就是你要能够适应不固定的工作时间；第三，就是你的应变能力要非常强。You have to be very adaptable， 因为你无法预测你的工作地点，所以你要主导这一切。啊，我知道我这样说你可能无法体会 ，That's okay。所以 ，Let nature take its course， 一切就顺其自然吧。很多人觉得 model 光鲜亮丽只是花瓶，但是不管别人怎么说，做好你自己就好，其他的 Let nature take its course。Only time will tell。一直保持这个姿势，我有点僵掉了。我们下次见咯 ，See you soon。哎，谁可以帮我一下，拜托。
ラーメン美味しい。
What's so unique about this place?
You can order Japanese ramen or ramen for Taiwanese people.
What's the difference?
Taiwanese people find the flavor of Japanese ramen too strong.
So they changed the recipe for Taiwanese people?
Right. You can choose what kind you want by filling out this menu.
Since this is my first time, I'll try the lighter one. What about you?
I like the strong taste with thick, hard noodles.
It smells so good.
And it tastes even better. Dig in! Order. Order. Mom didn't have time to cook, so she ordered pizza for dinner. Mom didn't have time to cook, so she ordered pizza for dinner. Difference. Difference. Although the boys are twins, there is a difference between their eyes. Although the boys are twins, there is a difference between their eyes. Thick. Thick. Justin's favorite food is udon noodles because they are thick. Justin's favorite food is udon noodles because they are thick. Smell. Smell. My clothes smelled so fresh and clean after I washed it. My clothes smelled so fresh and clean after I washed it.